This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, listeners. Friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear and want to show some support, you can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at truly everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a spicy little segment for you today. 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A Russian sex doll race returned this year after a 9-year hiatus. It's called the Bubble Baba Challenge, and it involves a river race in which participants use a sex doll to ride the rapids. Their tradition began as a joke at a party when the men got drunk and the women didn't show up. This year, around 500 men and women jumped into the Lasevsky Rapids with their blow-up babes for the competition. A winner wasn't announced, but maybe we're all winners.
Famed sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer is trying to get a one-woman show about her life to Broadway, entitled Becoming Dr. Ruth. The show follows Westheimer's life from her early childhood experience as part of a kinder transport in 1939, which brought German children to an orphanage in Switzerland, through her move to the United States and her meteoric rise to sex therapy stardom. If ever there was a role that could bring me out of acting retirement.
Many people, especially following the pandemic, have supplemented their income with work on OnlyFans. But one woman went a step further by becoming an OnlyFans sex tutor. Ava Wild, who is a wife, mother, and former school teacher, was modeling on OnlyFans when she realized she also wanted to further share her talents as an educator. Now, she makes up to $15,000 every month coaching models on how to promote themselves and gain subscribers for up to $1,000 each, all while supporting her two kids. Those who can, do. And those who can, teach.
From the girl who brought you Sex Bench comes Pink Vagina Tunnel. Cara Delevingne's home was featured in Architectural Digest, boasting a pink and white ball pit, a pussy palace, and a vagina tunnel, which is a secret passageway. The entrance is a soft, vulva-like sculpture that ultimately leads to a round washing machine-style door, suggestive of a rectum. The Pussy Palace is Delevingne's plush, pink-carpeted sex attic, outfitted with a gold stripper pole, mirrored ceiling, and for those who know, that legendary tasseled sex swing. Who do I have to fuck around here for an invite?
The topic for today, this is going to be a little bit of a different episode.
Yeah, it's a special adventure.
Yes. So we're going to talk about Rule 34.
Which if I'm you know.
If you know, you know. But if you don't know, Rule 34 is an internet maxim which asserts that internet pornography exists concerning every conceivable topic.
Meaning, if you think it, there is porn of it.
Exactly. It's usually commonly depicted as fan art of normally non-erotic subjects engaging in sexual behavior. I didn't really know about Rule 34 until we started this podcast.
Yeah, I don't think I'd heard of Rule 34 pre the podcast. So this was actually kind of an interesting episode to research for, because it was much more, like you said, fan art and just... Yeah. animated randomness than actual porn. You like the cult or the subsection of the internet that's into this, or like that I would say is like, ooh, Rule 34 fetishists or fans. is pretty specific, whereas right. the principle itself is almost a different thing,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I also, this is a funny way to, I'm just astonished at this, but the Washington Post had this article, is Rule 34 actually true? An investigation into the internet's most risque law, which I was like,
yeah.
is this Washington Post material? Like,
yeah, and also, is it the most risque law? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And then the article was interesting because it almost was less about, like, is the law true? And more about, is the law dying? Like,
yes.
is this less true than it would have been 10 years ago?
And right, because it's harder to find stuff because yes. of things like MindGeek and the algorithm. And,
yes.
you know, the monopoly on all the porn platforms, they can decide what gets buried, you know,
yeah,
not unlike Amazon or Netflix.
Yeah. So that was actually something I wasn't quite, I mean, I knew that MindGeek owned 90% of most like porn aggregates, that they have a huge market share. It's just one company
yeah.
cranking out different sites. But I wasn't thinking so much about how they potentially actually control what you see on the homepage. Like I
yeah.
was thinking like algorithmically, they just pick the clickbaity, like grabby stuff.
Yeah.
But this is from that Washington Post article. A team of five French researchers at several different institutions scrapped the metadata, including tags describing content, of 1.7 million videos on the popular tube sites XNXX and XHamster. They found that while an extraordinary range of material does technically exist, a mere 5% of the site's available tags cover 90% of their videos.
Mm.
And though someone from Pornhub claimed that they don't like control the like what you see in the homepage so much, it's like a diversity of content.
Mm-hmm.
These findings suggest otherwise and suggest right. that they are sort of mainstreaming what you see on the homepage, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah, I feel like when, and we'll talk about it when we get to the showdown, but like I didn't, like I find more weirder shit, honestly, like on like Google Images.
Yeah, like I almost feel like you find more random shit when you just find yourself in a weird corner of the internet.
Yes.
Than on any of the porn aggregates.
Right, right. I mean,
especially like having hosted the show for years now, it's like,
right.
yeah, we all know like the standard tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And while it is like, ugh, like the craziness of a porn homepage, it's not actually like, it's a lot of the same shit, even
right.
if I'm being fed something different algorithmically than you might, for example.
Yes. And with companies like Woodrocket, you know, who make a parody, that's their whole thing is parody porn. So like they're going to
yeah.
do, and they love to do the weirdest shit ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
that's their brand. That's
yeah.
their niche.
Right. But like, I'll never forget, like, what do you think is the weirdest shit you found since starting this podcast?
Well, it's, it's a video I was just about to bring up.
Oh, what was it?
There was an entire Vice article about this. And this is the ultimate like proof of Rule 34
yeah.
there's a Samantha Cole did a whole feature about this, but the headline says it all, or just the like basics of it say it all. So adult performer L. Hell recreated Bernie Sanders inauguration look in a jerk off instructional video. I'm once again asking you to come.
That one fucking killed me. It
yes.
really killed me.
And she has like mittens that are uncanny. She has the mm-hmm. jacket. She's sitting in a chair. You can all picture the Bernie meme.
Right.
The Bernie meme went so far as to become porn.
Yeah.
So the video itself isn't really great, honestly.
Yeah,
it's not particularly thrilling, and it's not like she's really doing like a Bernie impression, and I'm not
uh-huh.
sure if that would even enhance it.
Right.
But just the title, just I am once again asking you to come, is
right.
honestly like props. Brilliant work.
Right. She also has a couple other ones like POV, you bust a load on E.T.'s fat ass. So she's funny in that she, you know, really believes that like, you know, if porn can be also entertaining, like,
yes,
if it makes you
self-aware and
right.
sort of ridiculous.
If,
yeah.
if it makes you entertained, great. If it also makes you come, great. You know, but it,
yeah,
either or, you know what I mean? Or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As for like whether, so just going back to this question of like, is rule 34 actually true? I think it's an absolutely unprovable concept,
right.
you know,
right.
like there are infinite thoughts, infinite things. It would be impossible to keep up with them. Right. So it seems kind of like a useless exercise to try and prove
yes.
that Rule 34 is true.
And the internet is vast, you know, like you,
there's no way
to really get to all of it. You know, yeah. like even if you just search it and like some of the biggest like search engines, like there are things that are buried.
You would need the smartest, strongest yes. robot, the biggest, yes. like the most complex AI to actually track that down and prove it.
Right,
so
right.
let's just enjoy the fact that any word that pops into your head, something is adjacent to it in the porn space.
Absolutely.
We should also know where Rule 34 came from.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Rule 34 originated from a 2003 webcomic mm-hmm. captioned Rule Number 34, There Is Porn of It, No Exceptions, which was drawn by Peter Morley Souter mm-hmm. to depict a shock at seeing Calvin and Hobbes parody porn. The image of Peter Morley's comic strip was soon forgotten, but the caption instantly became popular on the internet.
Right.
The phrase has been adapted into different synaptic versions and even used as a verb.
Right.
As in, like, I rule 34'd.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders and Alex Jones
yeah.
having a debate on Pornhub, which might actually be even weirder than the Bernie subs. No, the Bernie Sanders meme porn.
Right.
Which we stumbled across years or months and months ago. And I talked about at the time and it was traumatizing. Right.
It's also like one of the most popular internet rules. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know any other internet rules. So
I saw that too. And I was like, what defines an internet rule?
Yeah. You know? Like, what else is there actually?
I can't think of a single one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in my research for this, like there was also like Rule 35, which is if there is no porn, it will be made.
Okay.
And then Rule 36 is there will always be more fucked up shit than what you just saw. Which I don't argue that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the most fucked up shit I've seen. I mean, actually the other day, like when I was like finding stuff to post on Instagram, you know, to like,
promote. Yeah, that has to be a special chore.
The things that I see, the way I go about finding like sourcing content to make for the Instagram and everything and promote each week's episode. I was promoting Bukkake and somehow I got to a point
of
the internet.
There's gotta be some corners of the internet there that I daren't venture.
I saw a fan art drawing of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh,
and the Lilo was fucking Stitch in the ass and jerking Stitch off. And cum was spraying everywhere. That was intense for me.
Gratefully, I don't know which one is which between Lilo and Stitch. So this image in
my brain
is very messy,
yeah.
which is fine. You know, it's great. I can't like literalize this. It's like too chaotic for me. So
right.
I'm just not going to think about it anymore.
Right,
we're going
right,
to move
right.
on and it's fine.
But
it's
yeah,
totally
there are some
fine.
Crazy things that people have drawn. You know, I've seen Winnie the Pooh porn.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen...
And you don't just mean a guy who leaves his t-shirt on.
No, I mean, actually, like, it's pretty much like every cartoon ever, there's going to be, like, some fan art of.
Yeah, that and that does
a lot
feel
of
like
animals.
Going back to, like, a lot of what you see in the, like, Rule 34 subreddit is just fan art or it's illustrations of, like,
mm-hmm.
Star Wars characters
right.
fucking because wouldn't
Baby
it be great
Yoda,
if,
you know.
Yes.
Like, it's just the things we've seen.
Yeah.
Should we get into
this showdown?
Yes, yes. So we did something kind of fun.
Yeah. We are doing a special kind of showdown this week for Rule 34 because we wanted to at least try to cover the scope
right.
of some of the insanity on
and
the
we've
internet.
And we've tried to, we've kind of done this on our Patreon a little bit where we do this thing called Clip Roulette, which,
mm-hmm.
You know, subscribe to the Patreon, where we're like, one of us will pick a word and then we put it in Pornhub and we see it comes up. So we
and in that case,
this.
We just pick the like most random, like we just pick the thing, even if it doesn't necessarily have to do with the word, we try to find something that has
right.
to do with it, but just
and
kind
then
of
we
take
watch
you
it.
On our
yeah.
journey.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is similar, but
uh-huh.
slightly more focused.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a name and I'll...
Should we clarify how we're doing this slightly different
as
well?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell Rachel the word I search first and then what I found, whereas okay. Rachel's going to read me the title and I'm going to try and guess what she searched.
Yeah.
Okay, you right. go first.
Okay, so this is my first one. Loose Nympho versus Mr. Hankies, Goliath, Seahorse, Boss Hog, Extreme Insertions.
Okay, read it one more time.
Loose Nympho versus Loose Nympho versus Mr. Hankies, Goliath, Seahorse, Boss Hog, Extreme Insertions.
There's so much that could have been in your brain that led us here. Like, I also feel like there might be references that it. Like, what is Mr. Hankies? Is that like from a show that we all watched as children that
Mr.
I missed
Hankey
out on?
Mr. Hankey is from South Park, but that's not what I searched.
Okay. Okay.
That's
you not did what not I search. Okay. Did you search David and Goliath? You went biblical. Okay. I have no idea. What did you search that got you here?
Seahorse. Seahorse.
Okay. Points for creativity for searching seahorse. I almost would have expected to search seahorse and have it be like a sex position that
right.
somebody dubbed.
Surprisingly, not.
Okay.
Okay.
So to clarify, what I'll do is I'll give you the term yep. and you tell me if you think it yielded anything. And then if it did, I'll tell you what it led me to.
Okay. All right.
So let's start with Rube Goldberg machine.
That's what you Googled?
Yes.
Or searched?
Yes.
No. It didn't.
Yes.
Ah! Yes.
But what it yielded was a porn link titled Nice Rube Goldberg Machine. And I was like, okay, is this like someone enticing someone with sex with a Rube Goldberg machine?
Right.
I click on the link. It leads you to a very sketchy looking video page.
Oh, no.
With a thumbnail that just says, fuck you. And then when you try to play the video, it just opens ads. So it was like a purposeful dead end that was like,
for
fuck
someone
you, there's
like
no
you.
Video here.
Yes.
For someone like me being like, yeah. I just wanted my Rube Goldberg porn.
Oh, you deserve that.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Okay. 3D hentai fucked by Ronald McDonald. Asian Hooters girl doggy style through the... That's it.
Great. Great. You searched McDonald's.
Yes.
Yes.
I did. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did.
Nailed it. Okay. I searched Ben and Jerry's porn.
Oh, Vermont. Okay, sure. You were inspired. You were inspired.
What do you think I found?
Someone stuck their dick in ice cream, for sure.
What I found was a New York Post article about a lawsuit leveraged against Caballero Video for putting out videos that obviously rip off the ice cream company's iconic ice cream flavors.
Oh.
Examples include Boston Cream Thigh, Chocolate Fudge Babes, Peanut Butter D Cup,
okay.
and Harry Garcia.
Oh, okay.
So could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
But Ben and Jerry's is suing them.
I mean, get your coin.
Or did sue them. I think that was an older article. All right. What do you got for me?
Brick Babes Lunchtime Fun Part 3. Sweet Potato.
Brick Babes? As in like laying brick?
I don't know. I think it's just like an amateur's title.
But brick like babes. Brick as in like B-R-I-C-K.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Brick Babe, say it one more time.
Brick Babe's Lunchtime Fun, Part 3, Sweet Potato.
You search sweet potato? Are they all food related?
I searched potato. I searched potato.
Oh, you searched potato. That's good.
Yeah.
Sweet potato, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I searched philodendron.
Okay.
What do you think it yielded?
I don't think it yielded.
It didn't yield anything.
Yeah, okay, it didn't yield anything. Okay.
People in the pornverse don't know about philodendrons.
I guess.
I'm sad for you. It's a delightful plant. Easy to cultivate.
Easy to take care of. Yes.
Easy to propagate.
Okay. All right. This is last one from me.
Okay.
Kermit fill-in number 2 caught him with no condom, called it off. Sorry, no finish ending.
unfinished ending. Okay, wait, read it one more time.
Kermit fill-in number two. Caught him with no condom. Called it off. Sorry, no finish ending.
You search for Kermit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, what is, how does Kermit factor in? Like, is it just random?
Someone's
or is there
green.
Someone's green.
Yeah, someone's green.
Someone's green. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I don't need to ask any more about that. Yeah. We already did enough damage to The Simpsons, as you'll see after the break. We don't need to fuck with the Muppets as well. Okay. I think about how to frame this one, but I'm just gonna tell you.
Okay. Tell me the title. Just tell me the title.
I'm just gonna tell you what I searched, and you're gonna tell me if you think I found anything.
Okay.
I searched nuclear reactor. Do you think I found
you
anything?
You fucking nerd. There's got to be a Chernobyl porn. There has to be a Chernobyl
nuclear porn. Plant adventure, sex Chernobyl, 4K, yes! Huge facial. I nailed it.
I knew
so
there was a Chernobyl porn.
So this couple fucking breaks into what is apparently the like Chernobyl site.
Oh my God.
High production value. They have a fucking drone camera. So we've got
Holy shit. Drone footage
of like the Chernobyl ruins, which
Jesus.
I was like, that's actually kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And they just like walk around the grounds and like,
oh my God, the rubble.
She takes off her shirt and she's wearing like a sports bra and like leggings. And they're like walking past like scorch marks and these like massive, I don't even know what to call them, but like, you know, a chamber where a reactor, presumably.
Oh, God.
And then they just put down a like blanket and fuck in like this barren, like weeds ridden like courtyard with like these really foreboding like like cement caverns behind them that like
dystopian.
Lead into darkness. I was honestly expecting like Stellan Skarsgård to like come meandering out at any moment.
The reactor!
The reactor! Oh boy. Oh yeah, it was dark.
Okay.
It was...
Okay, wait, I have one last one for you. I changed my
mind. Okay.
All right, just to wrap it all up.
Let's do it.
Lola Bunny, want da money!
You search for Lola Bunny
because
there was a whole thing on the internet about her getting all being all hot and then not hot.
There was
the
a
remake.
Lot of Lola Bunny porn.
Yes.
Surprising no one.
Big on the Rule 34 Reddit, Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
What is that about?
I mean, I
say
get it.
As if I didn't like want to fuck Dimitri. Like, what's the difference between a cartoon man and a cartoon rabbit? Honestly?
Right. I
like,
wanted to
neither
fuck,
is real.
I wanted to fuck the fox from Robin Hood, you know?
Yeah, he could get it for sure.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break before we say anything else we'll regret.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Homer and Marge's secret sex tape, Simpsons SC4.
Scene 4, I'm assuming.
Yeah, scene 4 is presumably what that means.
What a gem.
Yeah, I just wanted to launch here. right into that to sort of traumatize our listeners as I have been. Chose this, the reasons are twofold. I mean, this feels Rule 34 because not only is it parody.
Right.
And not only is it like cartoon characters fucking but it's also secret sex tape, so yes. It, like, folds in this other weird element.
Right. It's not, like, a parody of an episode. Like, when we did the Bob's Burgers, it was like, that's, like, probably could be a Bob's Burgers. You know what I mean?
This yeah, is they like, actually structured it like an episode. This yeah. one is, like, as if Homer and Marge made, frankly, a terrible sex tape.
Really bad one. Yeah.
We should be clear also. So this is Wood Rocket, that parody company that we were talking yes. about. And this is live action. This yes. is a woman...
Andy,
covered
Andy
in,
Sandemus.
Yes, this yeah. is Andy Sandemus covered in yellow face paint. So you can imagine what that does around
full body.
Her genitalia.
Full body
face paint.
Yes.
And a purple wig, which isn't quite right.
Right, but it's like but a we'll sexy Marge Simpson hair.
And she's doing a sort of like yeah. half-assed Marge impression.
Yeah.
Or her best, but, you know, it's a little
I will
something
say,
to be desired.
The Homer Simpson voice, perfect.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Do you think they cut that together? Like,
I
actually
know.
Wondered if they just dubbed that from the show, because I couldn't, like, if it's an impression... It's a really good one.
Really well done.
And the man is not credited here, so I almost wondered.
It's Anthony Rizzano, who's in a lot of the
oh, that's,
Wood Rocket
okay.
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't credited on the, like, Pornhub link or wherever yeah. I was watching this.
Yeah.
So maybe that discounts my logic here. But
yeah.
I was like, if it was actually a porn performer doing the impression, you would think he would at least be credited. But we never see him. We just see
right.
his dick
it's like
and
very
his,
POV.
Like, his Homer t-shirt and
his
belly.
Big belly. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do like a perfect comb through because it was halfway through the video before I realized they could have just cut this together.
It's 35 like, minutes of just very boring sex. They just happen
yes,
to be yellow.
Very
know?
Boring, like gorilla style POV sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I felt like it could have been cut together because he never says anything like, your pussy. Like, right?
Right
like, did you clock
right.
anything like that? I might have missed something, but
it's just
it's
like,
mostly
ooh, yes,
just
Marge.
Him.
Yeah,
yeah him being like, oh.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
like,
Don't.
We have those yeah. we have those sound effects from the show from him drooling over donuts. So
right.
is that how they,
right. exactly.
how they pulled this off? Which is,
I don't
that's
know.
What I think. That's yeah. what I think, because it sounds so much like him,
yeah.
which makes it all the more upsetting.
Right. Like, good
but
for
anyway.
Them. Yeah, it's very boring sex. It's mostly just, I'm just impressed that they committed so hard to
uh-huh.
the look and the body paint.
Yes.
It got really freaky when she was like going down on him and like her spit was yellow from like his body makeup.
Yes.
Like I was just really concerned about like what was going to happen to the inside of her vagina.
Uh-huh.
Her, like, is this non-toxic? You know,
yeah.
like what's going on? And she really committed to making it seem like she was having the most amazing sex of her life. Like, she was, like, growling. She was really fucking going for it. Like,
yeah.
she was, like, acting like this. She was a fucking animal in a cage, you know?
Well, that bugged me, too. Yeah. It was, like, too consistent. I mean, I wanted to support this person and their best efforts
yeah,
to
she's
make the most
stunning.
Of this. Like,
she's a stunning
she's
performer.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think those noises, like, would be more fun if they weren't filtered with a shade of Marge.
Right.
I just couldn't get on board with the like, ah, I'm sort of doing a Marge thing. And then like,
yeah.
Like while like, she was fucking. Yeah, just.
Yeah.
And it's also that thing of like, the sounds never went away.
Yeah, it was
there was
the
no build.
Thing.
I mean, there was,
yeah.
there was build, but there was like so much sound. It just, by the end, I was like, she is very much like a banshee
mm-hmm.
and not
screaming.
So much Marge Simpson. And it's upsetting.
Yeah.
It's just
we've
like
lost
upsetting.
The character. Yeah.
Yes. We've lost the thread.
Uh-huh.
We've lost our.
Also, he wasn't really doing much of anything. Like, she was like, had
Mm-mm.
to really back into his dick, you know?
That's part of it, too, is it was a lot of work for her,
mm-hmm.
which makes it harder for me to buy that she's like losing her mind, you
right.
know?
Right.
Yeah, I just wasn't a fan. Also, 35
right.
minutes of my life and
for boring sex.
Should have been 10 minutes,
yes.
you know.
Right.
Should have been 10 minutes max. Should
like make it more
build.
Absurd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like say some more shit throughout it.
Yeah, weirdly I'm like much more a fan of I mean, there's other scenes of this with
yeah.
other performers that presumably might do more episodic style stuff,
yeah,
but like
right.
the Bob's Burgers one we talked about was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Parody because they had some like structure around like this is the episode and this is how
right.
we get to the sex in the kitchen. And I like the notion of a sex tape. That's kind of ridiculous and why not? But
right. It's not as fucked up as, and I'll never
didn't
forget.
Lead into the universe. Yeah.
I'll never forget seeing the Pokemon parody porn.
Yeah.
That I have to constantly remind myself that the Pikachu is not real, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because that was really too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
The things we look at, you know? The things we do on the internet for you, our lovely listeners.
Yeah.
I don't have that much else to say about this.
Like, me neither.
It was mostly just upsetting to me.
Yes.
And if Simpsons porn is exactly your kink, God bless. But yeah. I would think that like you'd almost want, like you prefer to watch the animated stuff.
Yeah, right.
That you can also find as opposed to this.
Mm-hmm, live action.
This special
but
live
honestly,
action thing.
Shout out to Wood Rocket for really, you know, hammering this niche of doing parodies and like doing it balls to the wall absurd, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like they have their corner and they lean into it and they do some like absolutely they're bonkers shit.
Single-handedly keeping Rule 34 alive.
Alive. Truly. Truly.
In the video, in terms of like live action video space.
Yes. So let's move on.
Yeah, should we talk about the other thing?
Yes, okay. Another piece of internet.
Right, which we're also
eccentricity.
Cute non-films. Also single-handedly keeping Rule 34 alive.
Yes.
In a different way. These aren't necessarily parodies of something, mm-hmm. but it has to do with more. It's more the shit that I want to look for, which is like when I'm searching for things on Rule 34, I'm looking for food.
Yes, yes. As we learned.
Yes, I'm looking for food. I'm searching potato, you know?
You're searching potato.
McDonald's.
You're searching McDonald's. You're
filet
searching
of fish. Yeah.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Popcorn. And popcorn we searched, and this is what we've got. So this is called Pop's Corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a pink label from Cute Non, which stands for Cute Non-Threatening, which I love.
Mm-hmm. A film by Ethan Folk and Ty Wardwell.
And a brief little log line, if you will, is Bratty boy slut won't stop fussing till his daddy serve a spit roast unlike any other.
Which was interesting because based on actually watching it, I would have thought who presumably is the boy slut would be the daddy. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Are like our two standing ends, the spit roast,
right,
are like younger, like who I would potentially
yes.
have cast as
yes.
the boy sluts.
Poodle Mix and Leo X. Mm-hmm. are the daddies. And then
yes.
Cindy Berliner is the boy slut, who's a significantly older man. Mm-hmm. With some sort of German accent or something.
Yeah, well, this was shot in Berlin. I clocked. So.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So we're camping. It's very obviously a green screen, and they're very
yes.
much leaning into that. I loved that.
Very campy camping.
Mm-hmm. And bratty boy slut Rowan is like being he's like, I want fucking corn. I want Pop's corn. And they're like, okay, fine, Rowan. Like, was this? So then they strip down, they get naked, they put on their little aprons, they give him a bib, and
mm-hmm.
they pull out like a little sounding kit and
mm-hmm.
corn.
Yes.
And they boil the corn, they drill a hole into the corn, and they start sounding themselves, which, if you don't know, it's urethral sounding is like a toy that goes into like the urethra.
Or could be described as a medical device. Like
yes,
it does
yes.
correlate with medical
yes,
fetishism
a, right.
in many cases.
It's
so it's literally
procedure.
A metal rod
yes.
that is going into the urethra.
Right. And when it's done safely and properly, it can be like satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It can be like a part of
stimulating.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It can also like stimulate the prostate if it's inserted deeply enough. Interesting to know.
Mm.
So if you're into that, I mean, we haven't really watched anything about sounding yet. So this was.
Yeah, I wonder if we should do an episode.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But yeah, I mean,
I think we've talked about it or it like
yes.
came up in a different episode, but we haven't
we've
actually focused
on it. Certainly
seen
it a lot when we were looking on kink.com.
Yeah.
But like, it's really fucking wild. It's super fucking campy.
Yes.
Like,
very
like,
silly.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
When they put the sounding, like, so they each put their like metal rods, like, and they start like kind of like jerking themselves. They put the rods all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like kind of like jerking off with a rod in, and then they put the corn on each of their ends of their rod, of their metal rod.
Yes. Yeah.
And once they do that, it like starts to like glow and it's like, ah.
Yeah, important to know that throughout there's a bunch of ridiculous fun sound effects, like when they like whip out their grill tools and then they whip out their like sounding kits.
Right.
It's like, pah, like it's punctuated.
It's super
with
campy.
Sound effect silliness on top of the like camp of being in front of a green screen and doing some like funny shots around all of this. Yeah.
And the bratty boy slut is absolutely fucking loving it. At one point they like when they put their the corn on their like spit roast with their dicks, they have like they like shrink the boy slut down and then he's like sitting on the corn.
Yes. Also takes a bite. Important to note that we eat the corn.
Oh,
when
yes.
It's sort of between us.
He rolls
between
it in
the
butter.
Two performers, spit roast style. Yes.
And he eats the corn.
Yeah. This feels fitting because I am making a corn salad tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
So I'll just be thinking about urethral sounding and spit roasting and corn while
this is
I'm
one of the
cooking,
most,
which wouldn't be the first time.
No. One of the most absurd videos I've ever seen, for sure.
Yes. I definitely made note that this is the weirdest thing we've ever watched from Pink Label, which is saying something. Like, we have watched a porn with a human pizza. You
Same
know, like,
company.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, like, same company.
But they have, like, topped themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Pops corn. Whew, yeah, it was wild. And I honestly, like, watching this, I think it's because the sounding wasn't in, like, a torture, like, setting, like, it wasn't in like cock and ball torture, so I wasn't like as upset as I would have been. I think, like, you know,
that's a good point. Like, I find sounding hard to watch sometimes because it just seems like it would be a painful thing,
right?
And a lot of times that is the appeal, that it has a little bit of the pain pleasure but also looks like it could be an intense experience for the recipient. And here, because it was so like wacky and inside of this,
and they were
enjoying
the
environment, I was like, sure, stick a rod up there,
right? Why not?
You know,
why not?
Yeah, very silly and fun.
Yeah.
So suffice it to say, I don't think I'll be masturbating, but I didn't go into Rule 34 being like, oh, I'm gonna find the philodendron porn of my dreams.
It's still out there.
I'm going to find the Chernobyl porn of my dreams.
I've said it before and I said it again. The internet is vast. It's still out there, babe.
Yeah. Always has more to offer.
Yeah.
You know? I haven't given up hope.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On our Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop your Instagram handle. We'll tag it and we'll thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.